Over the many years I've been driving, I've been stopped by police hundreds of times. Many of these stops involve searches of me and or my vehicle. Some of these stops have become quite ugly or resulted in police issuing penalty infringement notices for one thing or another, such as speeding, bald tyres, no registration sticker, etc. They have always been minor matters. As a result of my extensive experience dealing with police, I learned a few things about being searched. I am aware of what is supposed to happen and also what actually happens. For example, before searching you, police must provide evidence they are a police officer, if not in uniform, and state their name and place of duty. They also must tell you the reason for the search. In my experience, it is extremely rare for any of this to happen. Disregarding various other related matters, such as police powers to demand your name and address, I will focus on the searching part. In the Premier program, I ranted about how I was stopped 3 times by police during my first 3 visits to Lismore. I outlined how they told me after I asked why I was stopped that the reason was for the purpose of a random breath test. The first time I let the police search, and they left my vehicle messy and damaged. It is for this reason I refused to search on the next 2 occasions. The law is pretty clear in relation to being searched by police. They can do so if you agree, you are arrested or in custody, they have a warrant, or if they have been authorised to use their emergency public disorder powers. They can also do so in various other situations where they suspect specific things on reasonable grounds, such as drugs being carried or a serious crime is about to be committed. In relation to having a reasonable suspicion, this is a subjective test, so it is open to a considerable debate as to what is reasonable. My position is that being pulled over for the purpose of a random breath test and nothing more does not give rise to a reasonable suspicion, unless something more is involved. For example, if the police see a bag of marijuana on a seat or a gun on the floor of a vehicle while speaking to the occupant, a reasonable suspicion would then exist and a search would be reasonable. My position is also that a reasonable suspicion would not exist just because the driver of the vehicle gets out and appears to be of Middle Eastern appearance, or a person of questionable character simply because of their appearance. In such a situation, I have a tendency to refuse a search based on principle alone. A reasonable suspicion is less than a belief, but more than just a possibility, and it must have some factual basis. In my opinion, police intelligence reports do not form a factual basis, as these are not proven facts, but a criminal record would form a factual basis since such matters have been dealt with by the courts. Refusing to be searched or asking for a reason as to why police want to search does not mean you have something to hide. Insisting on your rights should be something everyone attempts to do. The various powers of police are outlined in the Law Enforcement Powers and Responsibilities Act 2002. A link will be provided on the Big Rob's Facebook page. This show is interactive while being broadcast on 92.9 River FM. You can join me at facebook.com/BigRobsOz, spelled BigRobsOz. You can also follow the Big Rob's rant links on the Big Rob's website at bigrobs.com.au.